You're listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Thursday, April 11th, 2024. This is Naomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Day 188 of the Israel-Hamas war, IDF forces overnight launched a ground operation in the area of the Nusayrat refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. The maneuver of the 162nd Division opened with extensive Israeli airstrikes to aid the forces on the ground. The IDF spokesperson said the Israeli fighter jets and other aircraft attacked dozens of terror infrastructure targets above and below the ground. A Khan reporter says the IDF has not operated on the ground in the Nusayrat camp since the start of the war, since about 2 months ago. In an airstrike in the camp a month ago, Hamas's number three and deputy head of its military wing, Marwan Issa, was assassinated. The IDF says that one of the three sons of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in an Israeli military strike yesterday, was involved in holding hostages. The IDF said that the three Hamas members, the sons of the Hamas leader, were en route to terror activity and there was an operational opportunity to strike them. On the impact of the assassinations on efforts to reach a hostage release deal, Hamas said this morning there is no change to the organization's demands. An explicit declaration of a permanent ceasefire, a full IDF withdrawal from all parts of the Gaza Strip, the return of displaced Palestinians to the areas where they live, transfer of aid, rebuilding of the enclave, and what was termed a respectable prisoner exchange. An advisor to the Hamas leader, Ismail Haniyeh, Taher Anunu, said that Hamas is finalizing its position on the truce proposal before submitting it to the mediating countries. 133 hostages are held in Hamas captivity, some alive, some dead. At kibbutz near Oz in the Gaza periphery, Hamas captivity survivors, relatives of hostages and members of the community gathered in the kibbutz dining hall this morning for a special Passover Seder event demanding, "Let our people go." 51 members of the kibbutz were murdered in the Hamas onslaught and 36 remain in captivity. Liat Atzili Beinin, who was released from captivity after 54 days and whose husband Aviv was murdered in captivity, his body still held by Hamas, issued a searing condemnation of the debate over the price of releasing the hostages and the shirking of responsibility. She urged anyone who has a shred of human morality remaining to join the call to return all the hostages home without conditions. Activists from the Tzav 9 movement and relatives of hostages blocked aid trucks at the Nitzana crossing for several hours this morning. This was the first time they staged a protest at the crossing in the past 2 months. Police and border police have been trying to clear the activists. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant announced last night that Israel will open another ground route for the transfer of humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip. Gallant said in a briefing to international media that the compound will be built in the area of Kibbutz Zikim in order to shorten the time it takes to move goods from the Ashdod port to Gaza. Turning to the escalating tensions in the northern arena, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, General Michael Kurilla, arrived in Israel against the backdrop of an IDF and defense establishment alert amid Iranian threats to retaliate for the killing of senior Revolutionary Guard commanders in a Damascus strike Tehran blames on Israel. A Khan reporter says he's also expected to discuss U.S. construction of a pier for the delivery of aid to the Gaza Strip. The Bloomberg News Agency last night reported that the United States assesses that a missile attack on Israel by Iran or its proxies is imminent. In another development, the Russian Foreign Ministry this morning issued a strongly worded advisory to its citizens to refrain from travel to the Middle East, especially Israel, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. Israeli security forces operating in Judea and Samaria overnight arrested six wanted Palestinians and seized large quantities of weapons. The IDF spokesperson said there were no casualties among the Israeli forces. The weather outlook, slightly warmer but still cold for the time of year. Chance of local rain, mostly light in the north and center. Tomorrow will be warmer with possible local rain, mostly light in the northeast of the country. Saturday, the same. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem and Haifa 19, Tel Aviv 21, Beersheba 24, and in Eilat going up to 29 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.